Let's return to Athens now. Yanis Varoufakis is a political economist. Following his election as a Syriza member of parliament last night, he's now tipped to become finance minister of the next Greek government. He gave up his job at the University of Texas in Austin to return to Greece to stand in the election. A short time ago, I spoke to Mr. Varoufakis and began by asking him about the potential difficulties of renegotiating Greece's bailout loans.
When you find yourself in a debt deflationary spiral, and what I describe as Ponzi austerity, that is austerity which is only sustained under its agreed form through ever-increasing and accelerating debt, new debt. Life is certainly never easy. And the only way of making it palatable and allowing for a glimmer of hope to return is to just draw a red line and say, you know, like all Ponzi schemes, this one has to end. And the only way it can end is through a rational deliberation with our partners in Europe.
Are you looking for debt forgiveness?
We're looking for debt sustainability. Let me put it very simply. In 2010, the Greek state went bankrupt. And Europe, officially Europe in its infinite wisdom, decided to try to extend and pretend that was not the case, to treat it as a liquidity crisis and to unload the largest loan in human history on the weak shoulders of a Greek state on condition of austerity that shrinks income. Now, an 8-year-old in Cork and in Thessaloniki knows that this can't end well, and it hasn't ended well. Now, beyond that, and since I'm addressing an Irish audience, you know very well that Ireland, Greece, and some other countries took a major hit on behalf of the team in Europe. Europe was not ready for a financial crisis like the one that hit in 2008. And our countries accepted a disproportionate burden that was a price that Europe had to pay for its lack of preparedness for this crisis.
Do you think a joint approach with other countries, Greece not going it alone, in other words, you've referred to the situation in Ireland, do you think a joint approach to the European institutions could improve the chances of some form of resolution or outcome, positive outcome on your part?
Not just for us. I think that a joint approach by Ireland and by Greece, but and indeed by all our partners on this issue, would be a splendid way of ending the fragmentation process, which has been ongoing now throughout Europe, with great social consequences, negative ones, for not just your country and mine, but for the whole of Europe. Let's face it, the way that the inane handling of this, what I call inevitable crisis, given the architecture of the euro, in the end only benefits the bigots, the racists, the Le Pens, the Golden Dawns, and all those who are genuinely anti-European. So it is for the interest of Europe as a whole that we get together, and I think that would it not be splendid if Dublin and Athens could be the beginning of such a move for reclaiming Europe's rationality, soul and integrity.
One issue you do have in Greece is tax compliance. Isn't there a reality that that's something which the new government will have to take on? The number of people simply just not paying their taxes is not helping.
Indeed, and the gross injustice of it all is just mind-boggling. You have those who pay taxes and who can't avoid paying taxes, who pay through the nose. And then you have a great deal of tax immunity for people at the top 1%, who, you know, if you go to the northern suburbs of Athens, you'll just be aghast at the incredible luxury and the tax immunity that go hand in hand. And then you have the little people, you forgive me this expression, who are on the margins of the social economy, who are eking out a meager existence on the basis of not paying taxes. And this kind of imbalance and injustice is part of the chronic problem that is, Greek tax immunity with a little bit of tax evasion, as I call it.
To go back to Brussels and the reality of your new government going to Brussels and saying, we won't pay, we can't pay, we want different terms, we want some debt forgiveness. Do you at all face the possibility that you could be asked to leave the euro? If you don't comply, you're out. Because if any of the mood which has been coming from Brussels in recent days is anything to go by, that is a possibility.
Well, if we were as crude and unsophisticated as you described us, then we would be in trouble.
But the pre-election language has been quite crude. In other words, the leader of
not mine.
No, but the, even the
not
leader of Syriza has said that there is no room to be polite with these people.
I don't think he ever said that. What he said is there is no room for being complacent, and there is no room for continuing to pretend and extend, and there is no room for being subservient to a logic that is destructive for Greece and for Europe. We're not going to go to Brussels and to Frankfurt and say, you know, like, what, we don't like paying, so we won't pay. No. What we're going to say, what we're going to put forward to them are very reasonable arguments which explain why the current bailout program is costing Europe an arm and a leg. It's not that Europe is not paying enough money to Greece. It's paying a huge amount to Greece. And because it's a Ponzi kind of pyramid-like scheme, we keep needing money to put into a black hole. That's not good for us because it's not helping the Greek economy. You know that we borrowed 240 billion from our European partners, 240 billion for heaven's sake, and less than 10% of that went anywhere near the Greek economy. So this is why we're going to say, look, let me just give you an example, right? In June, we're supposed to borrow from you folks, from the rest of Europe, 7 billion, simply because we don't have it and everybody knows we don't have it, in order to give it to the European Central Bank, for a mistake that Mr. Trichet made back in 2010 and from which Greece didn't benefit by one penny. Now, how clever is that? The same Mr. Trichet, by the way, that performed an act of indecency against your country, if you will recall.
Can I ask you about yourself personally? You have been elected. There has been strong commentary over recent days that you could well be the next finance minister. Are you ready to serve?
Well, we shall leave it to the incoming Prime Minister to make his decision. The reason why I left a very cozy and cushy life at the University of Texas to come here was not in order not to serve.
That's Yanis Varoufakis, a political economist and would be or could be next finance minister in Greece. It's 8:21.